Romans. Romans, the 12th chapter.
Amen.
Amen. Romans 12, and I want to read to you 4 through 9. Amen. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. For ministry, let us wait on our ministry. For he that teacheth, on teaching. For he that exhorteth, on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. The Lord has his blessing for the reading of the word. And again, Father, as we come to you, we ask of God that you would just take your servant this morning. And Lord, use him as you would see fit. For Lord, we are nothing without you. We ask you to just to take over, to bring the word as you would have it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The scripture that I read is quite familiar to all of us, but I'm sure you've read them time and time again. But if I could this morning, I would like to, if I had putting a title on my sermon, it would be Gifts. 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 That's quite the thing right now, isn't it? This time of year, gifts. Christmas shopping. You like to shop, but some of you are just thoroughly enjoying this Christmas season so you can get out there and shop and everything like that. Huh?
Yeah, Tom, I agree.
We beat ourselves to death. We try to go out there and we try to give a gift to someone that they like, maybe something they need, what have you. We often buy things and give gifts that when someone else says it's old. Another time. You know, that's one thing I have never gotten in my life is a tie. And we always talk about that's all.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
I shouldn't have said that.
How many did you need?
Now, point is this, that we hardly ever know what to buy anybody. If you ask somebody, what would you like? I ask her, what would you like for Christmas? Nothing. No. But I'll guarantee you one thing, if I get her nothing for Christmas, I'm in trouble. Yes. Mark, I'm going to have to go with you. Yes, we, and it's hard sometimes to know what to do for somebody. They won't tell you what they really would like to have. Once in a while they will. But the point is this, that we always beat ourselves to death trying to find gifts. Gifts for somebody. Then when we do get a nice gift from somebody, we get a nice gift. Or we give a nice gift. Did you ever see a person that would receive a nice gift and hang it up on a shelf someplace and never wear it because it was too nice? They didn't want to get it there again. They didn't want to, they want to save it. To save it for something, you know? Yes. I've seen people that would buy, you know, get really nice, and they liked it. Yes, I mean they really appreciated it and all that. to a point it won't be used. Hanging on a shelf. And down the road, maybe a few years down the road, they'll get in there. Well, looky, you still got the tag on it. I'll put that in the yard sale. Go around to different places. Go to Goodwill over here. And you go down through there and you look at the rack and you'll find clothing in there that's just exactly like I told you. They'll come out with the tag on and never been worn. And people really appreciated it when they were beautiful. I'm a little that way. When somebody gives me something that, or anything, it doesn't make any difference what it is. I'm so sentimental that sometimes I won't even use it because I'll keep it. That's what a good you could do, you know? Little tools or something like that. Yeah, I use every day. Man, if I do use them, when I get them back, I clean this thing and shine them all up, put them right back in their original box, the way they came. Yep. And set it aside so that I can remember. It's like that's me. I'm so sentimentally crazy, I know. But that's the way it is. And so, what I was thinking is, I was reading the scriptures and thinking about this season. I've got to make it to the mall, I reckon. I've got to be out there and do it. I'm supposed to go and do that. I like to do it on the internet, you know, where I can punch it in there and ship it down there and it comes out to the mailbox and that's it. Yeah. Right. Can't always do that, though. I was thinking the gifts. We get. Scriptures I just read to you tell us a little bit about how God has given gifts. You know, when we were saved, when we came to the altar and we gave our heart to Jesus, we said to Him, Lord, I want to do anything for you that I can. I want to give up this old life, selfish as I am. And I want to be obedient to what you would have me to do. And the first thing we say when God asks us to do something, oh, I can't do that. No, I can't do that. I'm not a pop. She better that than I am. Or, yeah, you're mistaken, Lord. It's Him that you want to do that. Yeah. God doesn't make mistakes. When He asks you to do something, He knows you can do it. Well, we sit around and sometimes we say, well, maybe God just wants me to warm a bitch. Well, that could be. But I guarantee you one thing, that when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have a gift that He can use. It's not a gift to be put aside, to hang on a shelf, with a tag still on it that said, yes, I saved you, I gave you this gift. What did you do with it? Yeah, what did you do with it? You left it hanging there years down the road. When, yes, as you said in the Sunday school class, we won't use the gift that He gave us. So, He asks somebody else to do it. The job will be done, for sure. God will see to that. He gave each and every one of us a great opportunity. And He gave us the gift that went with it. Yeah, we're sitting there on our seat this morning. We're wondering, what was it? What do you want me to do? I don't know that. We're in there in one of the commentaries. It said one woman of the church, she said she couldn't do anything. But she was one who they had several bidders in the church. And she's the one that kind of headed the whole thing up. But every time that there was to be a dinner or something in the church, she was there. And she was right in there and she got everything going and they had the most beautiful fellowship dinner that you could imagine. Yes. She said she did not have a gift. Go ahead. You see? It's not always standing behind the pulpit preaching or in the choir singing. It's not always all this, but each and every one of us has a gift that God can use if we just allow it. You know, it's a little like a couple things that I probably shouldn't tell you this, but will anyhow. It's on me. But back when I was, probably late teenager, maybe, down at the town that I live in, I had quite a reputation of being able to shoot a rifle that, well, it just got spread. And how it got spread was this. Coming down the road one time, I've never told you this story before. I don't think so. Well, I'm going to tell you again. Coming down the road one day with a fair bit, I thought what it was, hunting or something, doing something. But coming down the road, and there's a crow sitting down in the water. You know? And I stopped. Sure. I got out, I threw the rifle up on the post, and I got ready to squeeze the trigger, and it took off. He took off the fly. Went way up, flat away like that, and went way up on the hill, clear to the top of the hill, way, way up there. And as he landed, boy, he was having trouble getting up there because the wind was blowing. Landed at the top of the tree, and it went like that. Come around like this, and I laid him about so much, and all this, that, and there, pinched the trigger, made the crow hit the ground. Well, wow, I don't want to believe this. I went to see Drew from here. He wasn't dead. But what I didn't know was there was an old man in the barn behind me there watching this whole thing go on. Well, he was amazed by it, you know. And he spread that all over town. So that's how I come to be the best shot in balls. Well, now, there's something that goes with that. I knew better. You see. So, when it comes time for the shooting match, I ain't going to get in there. Let that reputation stand as it is. Don't ruin it, because you know you can't hit the side of a bar. You know? That's true. You see, we can fool ourselves and all these things. God can use us if we will let Him. But sometimes we get to thinking that we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't pray, we can't sing, we can't shout, we can't do any of these things because we're afraid of faith. Yeah, we're afraid that we can't do it because we don't want to make a fool of ourselves or whatever. You never, ever will make a fool of yourself doing the work that God has for you to do. Do I hear that? You never, ever will make up a fool of yourself. You will not be embarrassed. You will not be ashamed of yourself if you're doing what God would ask you to do. Yes. He gave every one of us ability. He gave us a gift that we can do. Yes, He gave us a gift. And what have we done with it? Yes, probably a lot of them are still hanging on the ship with the tag still open. Signed by Jesus Christ. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, the gifts that He has given us, we have faith. The Bible tells me, I'll read it. I read it to you once this morning, I'll read it to you again. But now, being made free from sin and become servants of God. There you go. Servants to God. Ye have your fruit into holiness. and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We can say we can't do nothing. We can say, well, I can't, I won't. If the problem is within, I don't want to. We're scared. We're scared of making a mistake. Yet, I don't suppose that there has ever been a preacher that entered the pulpit that wasn't shaken when he went in. If you do, if you stand up before your class to teach and you're not a little bit jittery, a little bit scared, yeah. If you're not a little bit nervous about singing in the choir, if you're not a little bit nervous about anything that you might do, then you best get nervous. Because when we do what God wants us to do, it's always shaky, because that old shaky's coming from where? The other side. It's all Satan trying to tell you you can't do it. You can't do it. You'll make a fool of yourself. You're going to fall flat on your face. You're going to do this or that. You're going to sing off key. You're going to play the wrong notes. You're going to do all this. Yes, if we allow him, he will discourage us. But believe me, God never asked any one of us to do anything that he didn't prepare you for it to do. No. He knows exactly what you can do. Yes. And when we say, well, I can't do all this. Who are we fooling? Nobody. It's only us that doubts ourselves. God gave each and every one of us a good gift. Where is it? Where is that gift that God gave you? What did we do with it? Hung it on the shelf? And did we leave it there? Or did we put it to work and say, yes, Lord, use me? Or are we looking for the gift that he gave somebody else? Yes. I can't do this, but I'll do that. Don't work that way. If God wants you to do something, he wants you to do it. It isn't that other person he's worried about. Just take care of yourself. Think about it. God never made a mistake. He never did. And when he says for you to exercise that gift that he has given you, the greatest, you read your sign first? The first gift. The greatest gift that you will receive this Christmas is Jesus Christ. You have already received him. And he is a brand spanking new gift every time we just allow him just to regenerate us. Make us over renewed. We're going to do that this morning. I thank God for this church, for this people. But believe me, sometimes I wonder, are you really doing what God wants you to do? Or are you sitting on it saying, I can't do that. I can't sing in that choir. Or I can't do this or that. I guarantee you one thing, God does not make a mistake. Just think, what it would be like, what this world would be like, if everyone that God called upon, every one of them that God called upon to do a job, he gave a gift. If every one of them said, Lord,
I can't do it.
And hung it on the shelf and did not use that gift. What would this world be like? There would be no Christianity. There would be no churches open today. Their pews would be completely empty. You see, that's what's happened to the churches. That is exactly what's happened to the churches today. People have been called and refused to answer. Doing so will lead them down, 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 down. The Bible says there will be a great falling away. We see it. We see it. What will you do? What will you do with the gift that God has given you? Father, thank you. And we praise you. We just ask you, Lord, to look for us. And find us, O Lord, that we are such small people. But Lord, we know that if we would just open up and do what you would have us to do, Lord, you would bless us. And you would bless many by our obedience. We ask you, Father, to help us, O God, with the confidence, with the assurance, Lord, that you will supply our every need. We ask you, Lord, to search our hearts and find us wanting, but make us, O God, what you would have us to be. For it's in the name of Jesus that I ask this.